time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? Weekly show on the MSONewsports.com out every Thursday. And here we are in November, playoff season for all sports in the Valley. And coming up, our one and only guest is going to be all about that playoff scene. Central Catholic football coach. So we got him on the line, and that is next. So we're not going to waste any more time. John Sexton, here we go, after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be Central Catholic football coach John Sexton. What's going on, coach?
Dom, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Good. Yep, we're happy to have you on the sports desk here, and let's get to it. Weymouth, what do we know?
Well, they've had a really good season. They won six to start the year, six in a row, first six games. They've dropped their last two, but they played two really strong teams. They lost to Needham, who's the number four seed, 2 weeks ago, and then they got beat by Wellesley this past week, but 6-2 is 6-2, and you know they played a good schedule, so we'll certainly have our hands full Friday night.
Yeah, good momentum for you guys coming in. You know, what do you like about what the team's done lately?
I think we've grown a lot. I think we've improved a lot as the year has gone on. I think the guys are playing well as we go into November here and go into the postseason. And so I feel good about where we are, but you know, that ends quickly. If you have a bad night or you have, a night where the ball doesn't bounce your way, that can kind of go the wrong way in a hurry. So we got to be on point and ready to go. I'll feel a lot better after a week of preparation than I do right this minute.
Yeah. Yeah. It's usually how it goes for you coaches. And you know, like three straight wins coming in to the playoffs, and the offense is, you know, it seems like it's clicking, obviously with the point totals. What's going well specifically on that side of the ball?
Well, I think we've run the ball really well. And I think that has to do with both our offensive line kind of coming together and gelling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some younger guys that at the very beginning of the season were brand new and very green. Those guys are now playing with a lot of confidence, and obviously, you know, they're getting comfortable and they're getting a little bit sure of themselves. So we've been able to put some games together and put some drives together and those things, and playing pretty good on offense right now. So hopefully that'll continue on Friday.
Yeah, and if the boys are ever ready for a postseason, I mean, it's the schedule itself that you guys had. I mean, you know, you didn't waste any time going for some of the best teams in the state for your non-leaguers, Xaverian, the Prep, and Springfield Central, of course. Obviously, that was intentional to get the boys ready to go for November.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I mean, let's not forget about Franklin. They have not lost since we saw them way back the first game of the year. It is done intentionally. It's one, I like to play, you know, in big games, and I like to play against good teams. I don't think you can learn very much about your team beating an opponent 49-0. So, you know, we do what we can as far as the non-league schedule. And also I think, you know, being at Central Catholic, you should be playing in big games and should be pushing it. And I don't think that there's anyone that's played a harder schedule than our team. So, you know, I would like our record to be better than 5-3, but it is what it is. And, you know, I do feel like we're prepared and ready for this moment coming up this weekend. And, you know, we'll see what happens Friday.
Yeah. Was there a moment this year, you know, where you said, okay, I think we're on to something here, right? There's always that moment for the coaches where you guys talk after and you'd be like, hey, tonight was a little bit of a, we kind of found ourselves tonight. Did that moment happen, or hey, are you still waiting for that moment?
I have told the kids this on multiple occasions. We have put, we've put really good parts of games together. We've looked really good on offense at times. We've looked really good on defense at times. We've looked good, you know, on special teams and in the kicking games at times. We've done parts of all three of those things at different times in the same game. What I don't think we've done yet is put a full 48 minutes together. You know, the other night, you know, we got the ball. We drove right down the field and scored. We kicked off to them, stopped them, got the ball, drove right down the field and scored. And I was like, all right, you know, maybe tonight's the night. And then I think we kind of went out to lunch for like a quarter and a half. And I did not like the way we finished that first half last Thursday against Chelmsford. I thought the third quarter was very good. And I thought that the fourth quarter was good. So, you know, again, we're very young. We're playing close to 20 sophomores in different spots, you know, which bodes well as we go. But we got to kind of do it now in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. So I have constantly pointed out to the team that while we have had a lot of good moments and we've had, you know, we've had glimpses where we look really sharp, I don't think we've put a full game together yet. And so I'm hoping it's Friday.
Yeah. Hey, with John Sexton, Central Catholic football coach, playoff game, big one coming up against Weymouth. You know, coach, what is the feel for this group of 16 teams? You know, I mean, going in, you know, it was St. John's Prep's world for a while, and they're back at it. Number one seed, 7-1.
Yeah.
They lose to Xaverian last year. So, you know, you know, you got to tip your cap to Xaverian for getting that one. They're the third seed, 5-3, and sandwiched between them is BC High. You've seen the one seed up front. You've seen the three seed. You've seen the seven seeds. So what's the sense of this?
We also scrimmage BC High.
So. You scrimmage BC High. So there you go. I mean, you've got a front row seat of all the powerhouses. So, you know, is this like anyone's tournament this year, or is there someone that stands out as a clear favorite, you think?
I think that there are only good teams left, and I say that counting the 16. Mm-hmm. And I know that the team that gets to the end of the line has to earn it. You know, you have to You have to be sound in all three phases. You have to be healthy, and then you need the ball to bounce your way. You know, we've been to Gillette three times in the last whatever 13 years or so, and you know, all of those things happen in our favor. Yeah. And so that's what needs to happen. All of those programs are very, very good. All of them are well coached. All of them are deep. All of them are, you know, they have kids that are into it and those things. So it's a really fun time of year. And, you know, as someone who likes to compete, it's a great, great opportunity for somebody like myself to show up, you know, Friday night and put it out there and see what happens. So we're very excited. And, you know, we're thankful that we're in this spot and we're glad to be a part of it.
Yeah. And I just noticed that a resurgence for the boxers. Brockton got into the dance at the 14th seed, huh? And that's so did you coach Wiggy's kid?
The piece? Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So you know that family pretty well there.
Yeah,
so.
We do. And, you know, I love both boys, Jermaine and Jaden. And they were two very good players for us. And we had a lot of fun with them. So, yeah.
They're probably letting him hear it on EEI that his former team made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Where last year they struggled a bit. But that's good to see Brockton back. I mean, I'm from Gloucester, and then, you know, I the 1987 playoffs were special to me because Gloucester made it and played Chelmsford that year at Sullivan Stadium.
Yeah.
And Brockton was the team back then, right? I mean, man, they played Walpole in their Super Bowl. And so I always keep my eye on Brockton because I remember how good they were back in those late 80 days.
Yeah, they were really good.
Armon Colombo, the coach, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Classic, but back to Central. Tell me who your captains are and sort of what they brought this year.
Drew Alsop, number two, whose dad is my age and was a great football player and a great track athlete at Haverhill High School back in the day. Drew is just rock steady, you know, just a great kid, and has done a really good job all season for us in three phases of the game. Connor Grella, number four, who Connor is not the biggest or the, you know, fastest guy, although he's made himself into a great athlete with hard work and with tremendous determination. He's had an excellent season for us. And then number 52, Preston Lee, is our center. And just an old school, tough kid, you know, but they're three really good kids. Three good examples for our younger guys of kind of the way to do things, the correct way to do things. And the three excellent students, excellent. And, you know, we rely on them for a lot of stuff, and they're great kids. So we're lucky to have all three of them.
Yeah. And, you know, for you personally, year number two now as a head coach of Central, you know, taking over for the great Coach A. And how do you like it? What's it been like after two seasons?
I told Chuck the other night, I'm furious at him because he never told me how tough the job is. But I'm very, very lucky. You know, they let me coach the football team. They let me coach the baseball team in the spring. And I'm a fortunate guy. And so, you know, it's an awful lot of work, but I don't really have any hobbies. So I can kind of pull myself into this, and I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah. So, sounds like you just kind of, I think that Red Sox documentary that came out, right? The comeback.
Yeah.
Terry Francona says, you know, I just feel right. You know, when I feel good, when I'm in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Long.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what he means.
Yeah. John Sexton, the big game coming up for Central. They will be hosting, which is great. And actually, I wanted to ask you, does the round of eight also go to the higher seeds home field?
It does, yeah.
Okay. And then neutral starts in the semis.
The semis will be, yes. Yes,
neutral. It'll be okay.
A neutral site. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They just kind of determine that later. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, but the first two games are at the higher seed, yes.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, the regular season matters so much because obviously with the rankings start there, but also getting the as high a seed as possible for the home. Is your team, do you feel like the team's different home and away, or is it doesn't really matter for you guys?
I don't know. I can't say that I've thought about it a lot. I'm glad that we're at home Friday. You know, that's not an easy ride from Weymouth on a Friday. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad we're home. I can't say that I spent too long thinking about it, but I'm glad we're at the vet on Friday, and you know that should be good.
Yeah, and if Needham holds serve, you'll be on the road on another tough Friday trip.
Yeah,
it's down to Needham, but I know you're not thinking of that. It's all Weymouth all the time right now. And
yeah, we're not worried about that right now. And you know, if we are fortunate enough to go forward, then you know I'll go play wherever they want us to play next week. Okay.
Awesome. Best of luck to the kids and you. Central Catholic hosting Weymouth on Friday night, 6:00, Veterans Memorial in Lawrence. Coach Sexton, best of luck. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Don. Take care.
Have a good night.
You too.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was Coach Sexton. Thanks, Coach, for that. Good guy, good coach. I mean, taking over for Chuck A, that's no big, that's no small feat, no small task, I should say. Taking over for a legend, and Central is the team that I don't think a lot of people would want to face. Like, you know, the Preps, Springfield Central, Xaverian, BC, I don't think that they want them on their schedule. They look at what they did in their non-league losses. They're very competitive against those top teams in Division One. But you know what? They're not the only team in Division One for football in the Valley, are they now? So Methuen is in the dance too, and along with Andover, of course. So Methuen gets your number 8 seed. So they're 7-1. And Methuen drew Franklin, which they beat 2 years ago when Franklin was the number 1 seed. So that is over at Nicholson Stadium in Methuen. So they get a home game there. If they win that, they'll get the winner of St. John's Prep, number 1 seed, and Attleboro, 16 seed. So obviously you're rooting for an upset there. But Methuen would go right into the Prep, most likely. They were at Gillette last year. They've won 3 out of the last 5 Super Bowls. So obviously they'll have a tall task there. Andover, they battled all year, and they get your number 15 seed out of 16 teams at 5-3. They get BC High. They get to go on the road, play the number 2 seed. Looks like Coach Perry, I saw him in the Eagle Tribune quoted, he's embracing this opportunity. Boys have a big one. Made the state semis last year, so they're no joke. Andover can do some damage in that one, so we'll have to see if their injuries play out. I know they had a couple key ones there. So We're looking forward to seeing what they can do. So how about we move on to Division 2 for football? North Andover gets in. They're 3-5, but because they're in the Valley and playing in Division 2, they get the 13 seed out of 16, and they got number 4, Bishop Feehan. At Bishop Feehan, 6 o'clock on Friday night. So the winner of that gets the winner of Wellesley and Plymouth. Let's move on. Division 3 football. Billerica, the 2 seed behind Reading at 5-3. There's a couple undefeated teams in this. Reading's undefeated 8-0. West Springfield's 8-0. So on their side of the bracket, Billerica gets Silver Lake, 15 seed and 3-5 team in the first round at Billerica. They'll still be at home if they win, and they'll play the winner of Hingham and Walpole, the 7-10 seed. Mansfield's the 3 seed in that, and North Attleboro is the 4 seed. So you're looking at Reading, North Attleboro, Billerica, and Mansfield if the 4 top seeds do make it to the semis. And we'll go 2 more, I think. Tewksbury, number 5 seed, 6-2. They drew Westwood at home, Dowsett Stadium, 7 o'clock on Friday. The winner of that gets Malden Catholic, Somerset, Berkeley. So the 4 seed. Number 1 seed in that one is Duxbury. 2 Scituate, 3 Grafton, 4 Malden Catholic. Division 5, Shawshene Valley, your number 1 seed, playing my boys, my hometown, Gloucester, coming in to Shawshene Valley in Billerica. That's at Shawshene Tech. That's a 1-16 seed. The 2 seed in this bracket is Hanover at 6-2, 3 Foxborough, 5-3, and Old Rochester finishes out the top 4, number 4 at 7-1. And just a super quick peek at what's going on in other sports in the tournament right now. What's left? We're getting close in field hockey. We got a quarterfinal lineup. And for field hockey, doesn't look like any of our ladies made it. That's a first for a while, right? When's the last time Andover field hockey and Central didn't make it? So, I'm way off. Way off. We're not even in the quarters. Strike that from the record. Andover and Beverly are playing on Wednesday, so we don't have that result yet. And let me see what Central's doing. If I miss them, Central Catholics play in Winchester. Yeah, we're so far. Central Catholics game was on Tuesday night, so Central Andover still very much in the mix. Oh my God, that was not good. So. We'll see where they go. There's still a lot of teams left. We're in the round of 16 as I was speaking there. I missed that. So, all right. Well, on that note, let's close it out so I don't say anything else. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We're here every Thursday on msonewsports.com. So thanks for tuning in. Catch up soon enough. Have a good one.